gonna call?
Yeah. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Everybody on the planet recognizes that song. It's I Want a New Drug by Huey. No, I'm sorry. That's Ghostbusters from the movie Ghostbusters, a classic movie that you will be able to see this Sunday, the 13th, at 1 o'clock in the afternoon at the Woodstock Theater. And it's part of a special tribute to Harold Ramis. The great, great Harold Ramis, who we lost in 2014. It's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Check us out on Twitter at Nick D Show. Best way to stay connected is to like us on Facebook, facebook.com/Nick D Show. That's right. The Woodstock Theater is paying a special tribute to Harold Ramis. And we're going to be talking about that with Mark Mazremus, who is the marketing manager for Classic Cinemas. And there's more here because the Classic Cinemas actually, they work with Eric Childress and the classic, the Critics Classic series. And we're going to talk a little bit about that and how you can also be a part of the tribute to Harold Ramis this weekend, this starting on Sunday. You can also check out the website at classiccinemas.com to talk about this and more. Again, is the marketing manager for Classic Cinemas, Mark Mazremus. How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing great, Nick. And it is the beautiful Woodstock Theater, historic, and was remodeled a couple of years ago. And we've always had Woodstock has always had a warm place in its heart for Harold Ramis since he filmed Groundhog Day there.
Yeah.
And our theater appears in the movie as the Alpine Theater. So there's a lot of history going back with Ramis, and we were a year ago we were asked about commemorating our beautifully renovated Auditorium 1 and calling it the Harold Ramis Auditorium, and we agreed to do that, and the Ramis family graciously accepted that. So last year we commemorated it with a plaque and a letter that Ramis wrote, called it the Harold Ramis Auditorium. And everybody kind of asked me and said, well, what are we going to do after that? And I said, well, we show Groundhog Day every year over and over again.
Sure.
Yeah, to commemorate it. And there was this idea to do something for Harold Ramis, such a comedy icon of, well, nationally, but, you know, Chicago, Chicago guy. And so we came up with this tribute to Harold Ramis and in honoring him and picking three films that we would show. And you mentioned Ghostbusters. We're doing that March 13th at 1, which he, you know, probably his most iconic, you know, starring role. And then on March 14th, we're doing Stripes at 7 p.m., and then we're going to, I mean, March, and then March 15th, we're doing Animal House at 7 o'clock, which was his first screenwriting role, I think.
Yeah.
So those are the kind of the three films we put together, and we're going to show it on the big screen, digitally remastered at the Woodstock Theater in the Harold Ramis Auditorium.
That's great. That's, you know, if anybody deserves a tribute, it's Harold Ramis. He's one of my favorite. He's a comic. He's a comic god in my world, and has been responsible for some of the most important film comedies ever, either as director or as writer or as both or as star. I have the holy trinity of comedies for me, Mark, are Animal House, Caddyshack, and Stripes. Those are that's the holy trinity for me. And the one common denominator in all three of those movies is Harold Ramis. So it's really great. He was such a wonderful man and such an enormously talented guy. And the fact that he remained local here in the Chicago area through his life is really something. And putting Woodstock, Woodstock was already on the map, but like putting it on the cinematic map forever by choosing to shoot Groundhog Day there. And, of course, as you know, Groundhog Day has just become a legendary film. I screened it on Groundhog Day for my Nick DiGilio Film Club out at the Movieco Theater in Rosemont. We were almost sold out. It was packed. And we had a wonderful Skype discussion afterward with Stephen Tobolowsky, who played Needlenose Ned. And he told great stories about Harold as well. So it's really nice that you guys are doing this and that And tell us a little bit about the Woodstock Theater itself. It's been around for many, many years, correct?
Right. It opened in 1927, and actually it had been a site of a movie theater even before that, the process that was tore down. But it was built in 1927, and then through its years, Classic Cinemas, we took over the theater, and actually what happened to the original auditorium of 1,000 seats, and it had a balcony at one time, we found it was split in half, and a wall had been brought out, and the backstage was all completely gone, and we did a little expansion. We added two screens next door, but one of our construction guys had found up in the ceiling one time, way high up, that there actually was a dome still there from the original Miller Theater.
Wow.
1927.
Wow.
So, yeah, and it was like a historical find for us. And so our owner, Willis Johnson, always had in his mind that he said, God, you know, he says, I'd love to restore this dome. So in 2014, we started a construction on it. And basically what we did was expanded the theater to 8 screens, but we tore down the wall and brought back the original auditorium and went up, restored this beautiful dome, and didn't know exactly what kind of condition it was going to be in. There were wall treatments that we found that we have restored. It was like an archaeological find when we were doing it.
Yeah.
So in 2015, we actually reopened the auditorium with stadium seating, with the dome restored, with some of the original wall treatments, and it's probably as close as it could be to the Miller Theater. Now, the balcony had long been gone, and we couldn't do anything with that. But when we expanded the theater, it was really beautiful. Now, when you go in that auditorium, You see that dome, it's lit, and it brings a part of history back. And if there's one thing I can really say about our owners, the Johnson family, Willis Shirley and her son, we're an independent family-owned theater chain. It's half of our theaters are historical, and you know, and they have done a great job in renovating the theater, and even as they've expanded, just keeping the ambiance of the old theaters with the technology of today, you know, the digital projection and 7.1 sound and all those good things. And so it was really a pleasure for us when we've opened this, you know, this historic theater as part of this expansion that we did. And I think it's, you know, now it's, I think this past year was put on the National Registry of Historic Theaters.
Wow.
Of the Woodstock. So
that's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's really great.
It really is. It's worth a road trip.
Absolutely. And if anybody was looking for a road trip, I mean, obviously, to see this beautiful theater and to pay tribute to the great Harold Ramis at the Woodstock Theater, information and tickets available at classiccinemas.com, and we have a link on our Facebook page. Now, you are going to have, like, a special guest kicking off the three-day fest with somebody who actually appeared in Groundhog Day, and he's going to be the MC for the Ghostbusters showing, correct?
Yes. Rick Belairs is from the son of the great Mel Belairs is going to MC it, and he's going to help introduce the movies. I'm actually going to come out and give him a hand and talk a little bit about Ghostbusters myself to kick it off on Sunday afternoon for the 1 o'clock show. Mm-hmm. But Rick will be there for all the screenings, and Rick was very instrumental in actually getting the plaque and calling the auditorium the Harold Ramis Auditorium, and working with the Ramis family when we did that. So he's a great guy.
And also he's going to present something on loan to the theater that's pretty special. It's a set of Harold Ramis's handprints in concrete.
Yeah, that is, and it's a really odd story. I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah.
They're handprints, they're in cement, they're autographed by Harold Ramis, and it was done February 2nd of 97. And I'm going to assume that when Harold was there for one of the Groundhog Day showings, he came down and did this. And a few months ago, we were told that there was a cement handprints in the basement of the old courthouse art gallery in Woodstock. And so we were able to get our hands on it, and we are going to unveil it and show it on Sunday. It'll be the first time that everybody will get to see it, and then we're going to keep it on hand for the rest of the fest for Stripes and Animal House. And then we are going to somehow we're going to shadow box this or frame it, and we will have it somewhere near the auditorium. Right now we have a plaque and we have a letter from Harold Ramis, and so we'll it'll be our own little Grauman's Chinese in adding this memento to it. But and I understand the lady that did it was somebody who's now in Arizona that we can't seem to get a hold of, who was responsible for having these cement handprints done.
Well, it's a really great memento, and it's really wonderful. I can't tell you how excited I am that people are paying tribute to Harold Ramis, a guy that is seriously a major hero of mine. And when we lost him about a year and a half ago, I was pretty devastated. And I just, you know, his contributions to the world of comedy, like I said, are immeasurable. So the tribute to Harold Ramis begins Sunday at 1 p.m. with Ghostbusters, and Rick Belairs will be there. He was in Groundhog Day. He'll be the master of ceremony for the festival. And at the Ghostbusters screening beforehand, you'll get to see the unveiling of the set of handprints in concrete of Harold Ramis. And it's at the Harold Ramis Auditorium at the Woodstock Theater. And you can get your tickets at classiccinemas.com. Monday and March 14th, Stripes will be on the big screen at 7 o'clock. Tuesday, March 15th, The Great Animal House at 7 o'clock. So Ghostbusters on Sunday, Stripes on Monday, Animal House on Tuesday. Mark, could you please hang on for a second? When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more in general about classic cinemas, okay?
Alrighty.
Okay, hang on a second. There you go. Mark Mazremus is with us. And again, paying a special tribute to the great, the one, the only, Harold Ramis at the Woodstock Theater. You should go out and check it out. Beautiful historical theater. You heard how it's been refurbished and everything. God, just great stuff. The great Harold Ramis being paid tribute to. Check out classiccinemas.com and our Facebook page. When we come back, we'll talk more with Mark after this on 720 WGN. I just hear that, and I want to go home and watch Stripes. Or perhaps go to Woodstock, to the Woodstock Theater, and see it in the Harold Ramis Auditorium on Monday night at 7 o'clock. Of course, that is the music from Stripes, which is just a fantastic movie. That will be screened along with Ghostbusters and Animal House as part of a special tribute to the great Harold Ramis, and it's at the Woodstock Theater. Woodstock is obviously where they shot Groundhog Day. And it's just going to be a very special event. Joining me to talk about that is the marketing manager for Classic Cinemas, and that is Mark Mazremus. And we welcome Mark back to the show. Welcome back, Mark.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And you know, the thing, I think the best thing about the Harold Ramis movies, Nick, is, of course, these are all three movies are digitally remastered, and you get to see them with an audience.
Yeah.
And I know you bring the classic films, and I always love to stand in front of the audience and first, before we start the movie on the big screen, and ask them how many people had seen it in a movie theater. And, you know, you have maybe half the audience raises their hand, you know, how many people have seen the movie? And then secondly ask how many have seen it actually in a movie theater? And then you don't have as many hands held up as you say. For a great experience.
Every month, Mark, when I do my film club screenings, I just did one this past Tuesday of John Carpenter's The Thing, and I asked people beforehand how many people have never seen the movie. Lots of hands went up, and then I said how many people have never seen it on the big screen, and even more hands come up. And afterwards, I can't tell you the number of people who came up to me and said that, because we had the 4K digital projection. It was beautiful. And people just came up to me and said, that was an unbelievable experience. A lot of the people who have only seen the movie on cable or something, it doesn't even equal how it feels to see these beautifully remastered digital projections. And like I have screened Animal House and Stripes in the past at my film club, and those, they look beautiful digitally. They absolutely look beautiful. So it's going to be amazing.
It is. And what is better than seeing a comedy?
Yep.
An audience,
yep.
You know, live. You know, it's a communal experience, and it's what makes the movie go experience in a theater so great.
Now, let me ask about classic cinemas in general, Mark. Just about it. Tell me, you mentioned it's a family owned company. How long has classic cinemas been around, and how long have you been a part of it?
Well, the theater chain's been around since 1937, and I've been with them. I think I'm heading into my 16th. year. I tell you what, I've been in the movie industry for a long, long time, but I've had the pleasure working with Classic Cinemas, and I don't know if you've got time, if you're aware, basically how the Johnson family took over the movie theater. Really interesting in that Willis Johnson owned the Tivoli building in Downers Grove, and there was somebody leasing the Tivoli theater. It was a little run down, and they were running one weekend it might be the swinging stewardesses, and you know, the next week it might be they might try to run a family movie. And one day Willis Johnson, and he had left the printing business with his brother, was on a Friday morning, you know, very much like this, you know, was walking the building, and up on the marquee it said closed for remodeling. And he kind of looked up. He says, "Well, I didn't know they were doing any remodeling." Well, the guys that were leasing for him walked. They just left, and he didn't know what to do, and he was trying to find somebody reputable to run it, and one of the guys running it, Ed Doherty, basically after a while told him, he says, "Hey, you know, I know how to run a movie theater, but I don't know how to do all the book work." So Willis kind of backdoored his way into running a movie theater, and he started renovating it. There was a proscenium in the background that was covered by a screen. He restored it, and that's kind of the way him and his wife Shirley got into the movie business, by renovating Tivoli Theater and reopening it. And then from there, Classic Cinemas, you know, there was another, you know, theater in downtown that, you know, that was in trouble, you know, the Lake in Oak Park, and then the York in Elmhurst. And so the family kept going in and renovating and opening, you know, opening these theaters. And I'll tell you, when you go to any one of the theaters, you'll find, and you have to have Willis around with you, because he'll tell you, this chandelier came from the Will Rogers Theater.
Yeah.
You know, it was tore down that he found, and then he fixed it up, or this light fixture. So it seems every one of our historical theaters has some kind of background.
That's beautiful.
Like that.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, it's great to keep that kind of majesty alive. It really is, and that's really commendable on the part of classic cinemas. I do want to say this. I do want to mention before we do. I want to mention that the Critics Classic series that our friend Eric Childress is a part of as well, and you work with the critics on that. But before we get to that, I want to say that I really love this rule that Classic Cinemas has, where no children under six are allowed into an R-rated movie, even with an adult. It makes me wish that I had seen Deadpool in a classic cinema, because I saw Deadpool on the opening night. I saw it, and in front of me, a couple came in with what appeared to be maybe a 7 or 8 year old and a toddler to see Deadpool. And not only was it inappropriate for those kids to see that movie, but it was also incredibly distracting, as the toddler would run around and climb on things. I think it's a great rule. And when did you guys? This is a few years back that this was implemented, correct?
Yeah, it's interesting you bring that up. It came about when Girl with the Dragon Tattoo came out, and we had run into some problems, because with the R rating, if a parent wants to bring a kid to see it, their own kid, they can do that.
Yep.
And we had very uncomfortable situations, you know, very adult film with some graphic scenes
in it. Yep.
And right after that happened, and we had got some complaints from customers like you, you know, about it, we instituted immediately this rule that we were not going to let any kids come in, especially after 6 p.m., to any R-rated movies. No matter what the parents said, we weren't going to permit it, even though we may lose some business, they may go elsewhere, because really it's an adult experience. And I know we had some, you know, we had a lot of people that were bringing their kids to see Deadpool because they thought it was a superhero movie. It's an R-rated, raunchy superhero movie.
Yes, so it is. Completely inappropriate for children. I just want to commend you guys for doing that. I think it's a great rule. Also, very quickly, the Critics Classic series, our friend Eric Childress helps put that together. Mike, you guys have been having some fun doing that.
Oh, we have. We do it every, and I know you do it, every second Wednesday of the month, and we're going to be doing Ghost. We just did Star Trek Wrath of Khan.
Right.
We're going to be doing Ghostbusters coming up in April, the second Wednesday of the month, and
mm-hmm.
we've got Aliens and Labyrinth and even Big Trouble in Little China. So it's always fun.
That's
and
great.
Eric always brings out a different guest critic who picks the film and does a wonderful introduction on the film, and then sticks around to do a Q&A very similar like you.
Yeah.
So
it's fun.
You know,
and I really love that. You know, I wish more theaters would do that. I mean, ours is the first Tuesday of each month. You guys are the second Wednesday of each month. There's room for so many of these, you know? And by the way, I did want to mention that for this Harold Ramis Fest at Classic Cinemas, it's only $6 to get in. I totally forgot to mention what an unbelievable bargain it is. It's only $6. Ghostbusters on the big screen Sunday at 1. Monday at 7 is Stripes. Tuesday at 7 is Animal House as part of the Harold Ramis tribute. Mark, thank you so much for being with us. You know, I love what Classic Cinemas does. Continued success to Classic Cinemas, and I hope that a ton of people come out to Woodstock for the Harold Ramis Fest, okay?
One of these days, Nick, we're going to get you out to Woodstock. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. I'll get out there, I promise. Take care, Mark. There you go. Mark Raz, Maz Remus is from the Classic Cinemas. They do great work out there. The Harold Ramis Festival at the Woodstock Theater in the Harold Ramis Auditorium. It's going to be very, very special. So check out all the information is on our Facebook page at facebook.com/NickDShow, and you can check out their websites at classiccinemas.com. All right, we'll take a quick break here on 720 WGN.